for a little ride.
Now you can share the topics that drive the discussions of your favorite talk shows with TalkStream Live's topic-driven talk radio.
We gotta talk. Take a drive.
List and promote real-time talk radio topics or post the topics that you want to hear. Hot topics are tweeted and retweeted and include simple click-to-listen audio links. The future of talk radio is topic-driven talk radio.
That's what I call real drive.
Available now at TalkStreamLive.com.
He became a millionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy, losing it all by the age of 40. The amazing story of one man driven to the brink of death after becoming the victim of an embezzlement scheme. After planning his own suicide, he turned to God and discovered a secret so powerful that it changed his life forever. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle is more than just one man's story of beating the odds and rebuilding his life after a total financial collapse. It's a book that reveals a life-changing prayer method that anyone can use to find hope during life's darkest financial trials. You will learn how to enlist God's help in solving your financial problems. The biggest prayer mistake most people make when approaching God with a financial need. How prayer can provide you with immediate answers and direction to your most pressing financial issues. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, an Amazon.com bestseller from James L. Paris, the editor of ChristianMoney.com. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, available in paperback or for Kindle from Amazon.com.
This is Jim Paris Live, your source for money and political conversation from a Christian perspective. And now your host, the author of more than 20 books, and the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com, James L. Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the broadcast. My name is Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com. We get together every Sunday night at this time, and we talk about money. We talk about politics, things that are happening in the news, all from a Christian perspective. And tonight we have a very, very interesting program lined up for you. Our good friend Lynn Edgington, he's been here with us before to talk about Profitable Sunrise. He's going to be with us in a couple of minutes. He'll be with us for the hour talking about his book, which is called Robbing You with a Keyboard Instead of a Gun, Cybercrime, How They Do It. And I knew he had a book out. I hadn't read it. I just got his book a couple of weeks ago and had a chance to read it, and it is absolutely fascinating. And we're going to talk about this for the hour. And let me tell you the one thing about cybercrime that is interesting to me. It's interesting to me because everybody, I don't care who you are, how sophisticated you are, what your education or background is, what your age is, cybercrime really cuts across all socioeconomic strata. And I know this because we get the emails. I mean, one of my good friends right here in town, wonderful man. He's in his 80s. Very sharp guy, too. Very smart. Lost $30,000 a couple of years ago to one of these grandparent scams where somebody posed as his grandson, supposedly in jail in Canada, and needed $30,000 wired to be able to make bail. And they used his Facebook page to get enough information about him and his grandson to be able to portray themselves as his grandson so convincingly that my friend wired $30,000 to Canada. And of course, he lost his money. And we can all sit back and say, oh, well, you know, I would never do that. If I got a call like that, I would never. You don't know. These people are very, very sophisticated at what they do. We're going to get into this tonight. We're also going to talk about Profitable Sunrise a little bit. Maybe talk about a little bit of the dark side, share with you some things that maybe I haven't shared before, some of the things that these people did to me to sort of get even with me or get revenge or get me to back off from the Profitable Sunrise story. They didn't know me very well, though, because I grew up on the south side of Chicago, and if you punch me in the face, I'll punch you back twice. That's just how I was raised, okay? May not sound very Christian, but I don't back down in those kinds of situations. So the more that these people did to me, the more I dished it back. And it was all for a good cause, you know, exposing the scam of Profitable Sunrise. But we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight. But it's not going to be just a whole show about Profitable Sunrise because I didn't want to do that. I really want to get into this book and get into all of the different topics covered in the book. Before we get into the interview, though, tonight, a few things to let you know about. Number one, I will be in Chicago on July the 20th doing a four-hour workshop, and I'm really excited about this workshop. What I'm going to be doing is, and I've never done a workshop like this before, over the last two or three years, I've written a number of articles that have really, really gotten a huge response. Things like how to drop cable TV but still get 600 channels on your television set for free or very little money, and it's totally legal. We're not talking about stealing cable channels or anything like that. And so I wrote an article about that, got a huge response. Another article, how I get free home phone service. And I get free home phone service for the rest of my life through this program that I joined. We've talked about how to opt out of Obamacare and get into Christian medical sharing and how much money you can save from that. So what we decided to do, because people have asked us about it, to do an entire four-hour workshop in Chicago on just dozens of different ways of saving money. And we're going to get into all of these different ideas in detail and give you a chance to ask questions and interact with us. And we're doing that on the southwest side of Chicago at the William Tell Holiday Inn and Conference Center near Interstate 55 and Interstate 294 in the small suburb of Countryside, which is just the southwest side of Chicago. So that's July the 20th, and we have tickets available. If you want to check that out, go to jimparischicago.com. And the first 20 tickets that sell, you'll get a free ticket for free to bring a guest. You can bring a spouse, a business partner, a neighbor, a friend from church. The tickets are $45, and again, the first 20 people that sign up, you'll get a free ticket to bring a guest with you. So that's available over at jimparischicago.com. Interesting things happening in the news today. If you haven't been following the news, Edward Snowden, or Snowden, however you pronounce it, the guy that exposed that the government is spying on us and then fled to Hong Kong. Well, apparently he has now left Hong Kong and he is now in Russia, and he is asking for asylum to be granted in the country of Ecuador in South America. So that is the latest development on that. And I should tell you something very fascinating. If you go to our new website, infofawcett.com, which, by the way, we're still looking for about 20 more writers. I think we've got about 80 writers signed up so far. We wanted to have 100 to begin with, and that's a great opportunity. If you want to have a place to share some of your own content and earn some extra money, check it out, infofawcett.com. But we did post a poll up there on Thursday. And we also issued a press release announcing the poll. And the poll is a very simple poll. It says, Edward Snowden, hero or traitor? And let me pull it up right now, because I did this right before the show. And this is really fascinating because, you know, I don't know. And I'm not sure what my own view on this yet. I'm not sure yet what I would say on this. Okay, 70% of the people voting so far say that Edward Snowden is a hero. Does that surprise you? 70%. And most of the people here are conservatives, Christians, you know, at infofawcett.com, our readers, our writers over there, 70%. And, you know, I'm conflicted because on the one hand, I think that what he shared really did need to be exposed. I really do think it needed to be exposed. But I'm not sure that I like the way he went about doing it, including skipping over to Hong Kong. And now he's in Russia. So I don't know if I could really answer that, hero or traitor. I'm really conflicted on that. So if you want to vote in that poll, infofawcett.com. One other thing I was talking about with my wife today, and we're going to do a show on this in the next few weeks. We're going to try to book our friend Dr. Ron Rhodes, the Bible scholar, and we're going to have him come back and talk with us about Mormonism. And let me tell you something really strange that I'm starting to notice. Glenn Beck, who is an interesting guy, and I listen to his radio show, he's a Mormon. He converted to Mormonism as an adult, and he is a devout Mormon. But one of the things that is odd about that is that he seems to be, he's getting embraced by the evangelical Christian community. In fact, I saw a YouTube video where he was on his show and he had brought what he called a very good friend, and I'm not going to mention the name, but a well-known evangelical minister. And they had like a good 45-minute discussion, kind of a backslapping, we're best friends kind of discussion. And I don't mean to suggest that if someone's a Mormon, we can't be their friend. I mean, that's fine. But when did Mormonism become accepted by evangelicals as sort of part of our mainstream belief system? And I'm concerned about Glenn Beck from this standpoint. He's getting more and more influence within the Christian community. But he's not a Christian. He's a Mormon. And if you understand Mormonism, it is very different than mainstream Christianity. Whether you agree with it or you don't agree with it, it's not the same as mainstream Christianity. So I'm just throwing that out there, just something for you to think about. We're going to bring our friend Dr. Ron Rhodes back. We're going to talk about Mormonism. What is it? How is it different than mainline Christianity? We're going to get into that whole discussion. And I'll tell you what's interesting. What's interesting about this whole topic is people that have not studied Mormonism, they really don't know the difference. And there's some really weird things in Mormonism that you would never believe, that they would never really say publicly about, for example, who they think Jesus Christ is. And they don't think he's the same person that we do as Christians. I'll give you a hint. So this is something just interesting to watch as Glenn Beck continues to grow in notoriety and influence among Christians and among conservatives. So we're going to take a look at that issue here in a coming program. All right, let's get into it tonight. Tonight's topic, the book, Robbing You with a Keyboard Instead of a Gun. And you can get this book over at Amazon.com. It's over there. You can get it. You can buy it tonight. And the author of the book is the founder of Eagle Research Associates, our good friend, Lynn Edgington. Lynn, good to have you with us again.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
And I'm going to go ahead and make a quick adjustment here and bring up your volume just a little bit so we can hear you a little bit better. Let's see here. All right, there we go. Now, before we get into the book and everything else tonight, did you want to give us a quick update on what's happening with Profitable Sunrise?
Oh, my gosh. There's a lot happening, but it's all behind the scenes, and none of it, unfortunately, is available for announcing. There's just so much happening. The things that I can tell you is this. There's been more subpoenas issued by the SEC for people to come forward and have depositions taken. And those have been across the country. It's not just been confined to the East Coast. I mean, we've actually had them out here on the West Coast. We've had people coming. We've actually had PayPal that was subpoenaed. We've actually had another banking institution that was subpoenaed to appear for a deposition. And we believe that was in relation to some of the people that were using PayPal, their personal PayPal accounts, to run money through it for Profitable Sunrise. And so there were some issues that I'm sure that they had to get clarified by PayPal as well as for the bank as to what took place, what transpired, what did they do, how did they know, et cetera, et cetera. But to be honest with you, I think there's a lot more subpoenas coming, and I think there's going to be more depositions. What people have to understand is when something the size or even a small Ponzi goes down, everybody thinks that everything's just going to happen, you know, wham, bam. Everything, you know, they think they have financial records and it's all going to be settled all within, you know, a week or two. And that's the furthest from the truth. There's one thing these people don't do is they don't keep records. They don't want to keep records because the more records they keep, the more charges they'll have filed against them. The other thing that people don't understand is that it takes a long time to conduct one of these investigations. And we've been providing a ton of information to different law enforcement agencies, as well as to different attorney generals, as well as to the U.S. Attorney's Office. And, again, the information we provide to them also has to be verified, and we provide documentation to explain why we believe this information is true. We just don't give them a bunch of stuff and not have supporting evidence with it. But by the same token, it takes a long time for these investigations to be done. There was a lot of people involved in Profitable Sunrise that have put themselves in a position to be under the scrutiny of law enforcement. So conversely, what they're doing is they take these things, they have to first contact them, let them know that they want them to come forward on a certain day, and if there's a problem with that date, then they have to reschedule, and so you always have to look at court calendars. You have to look at where they're going to do the deposition. They have to have somebody there that's recording this thing. So there's a lot of complications just to do a simple deposition. And scheduling is one of them, just all the parties that are involved that have to be there. And so consequently, these things take time. Just because there's nothing happening on the surface doesn't mean there's not something happening, because there's a ton of activity happening behind the scenes. So
are we far enough along, Lynn, that you have a sense as to whether or not there will be criminal charges at any point in this process?
I would be more stunned if there's not criminal charges, and the only problem that we don't know is against who.
Yeah.
It could be one or two people. It could be 15, 20 people. It could be 50 people. We just don't know yet. Again, it's one of those things where if there's not criminal charges, I will be shocked. There's no doubt there's going to be civil charges filed. Then the question becomes, as on top of that, what else do they do on the criminal side? Because there's activity that definitely crossed over the line and possible criminal charges can be filed. And again, there's so many ramifications that have and conditions that have to be met for the U.S. attorney. In this case, it will be the U.S. attorney that brings these criminal charges, that they have to make sure they can prove their case. So again, it's a complicated process. It's not something that's done willy-nilly, and everybody has to make sure that they're given their constitutional rights. And so this whole process takes time. But again, my gut feeling is how many, I don't know, but I do believe there's going to be criminal charges. I just don't know who, and I don't know how many.
Our guest tonight is Lynn Edgington. The name of the book is Robbing You With a Keyboard Instead of a Gun. And we're talking about online scams. If you're listening right now and you'd like to call in with a question about online scams, maybe you've been scammed, maybe you have a question about something that you're getting by email, you want to know if it's legitimate or not, this is your opportunity to talk to Lynn Edgington. The phone number to call us, toll-free, 888-287-3316. That's 888-287-3316. Or you can send your question by email. However, we do get to the callers before the email. So the email address is jim@christianmoney.com, jim@christianmoney.com. Or again, the toll-free number is 888-287-3316. Lynn, one of the things that I was fascinated about as I read through your book is so many of the sections of your book really did describe what the tactics were that were being used in Profitable Sunrise, so much so that I almost thought, wow, this is weird. How does he know? I mean, this describes to the T what they were doing in many cases, but yet the book wasn't written about Profitable Sunrise. It was just written about, you know, these scams in general and how many of them just continue to use sort of the same playbook. The one, for example, that jumped out at me was the angle that the pitch that they make that, look, you're the little guy and look at all these, you know, wealthy people and all these scammers that are making all this money that are running the banking industry and the financial industry, and look at how crooked the politicians are. Well, this is your chance as the little guy to get in on something. And they sort of spin this conspiracy web that everybody's getting their share but the little guy, and now this is your chance to get your share. And that was a lot of what happened with Profitable Sunrise. I know, for example, when I spoke to Nancy Jo Fraser, when I interviewed her, when I first became involved with this story in early February, that was what she said to me. I mean, that was her pitch to me was, well, look at the Federal Reserve and how they can give a bank money and allow a bank to loan the money 10 times over that they have on deposit. And look at what's happening with the bailouts in Washington. And this is the chance. This is a chance for the little guy to finally have an opportunity. How often is that pitch used? Because that was certainly a centerpiece pitch with Profitable Sunrise.
Oh, it's used in every Ponzi going. There's not a Ponzi that we know of and have known about, and I've been following this since 2004. It's the common denominator in every Ponzi since 2004 that I've seen, and I've probably seen probably close to 2,000 of them in that length of time, and there's probably 10 to 15,000 that I haven't even looked at. But I can guarantee you, this is what the standard line is, and there's that center of this thing is there's just too many people that they see what's happening, and they are easily duped into believing this is true. That's the part about it. People have to understand that in every Ponzi, there's always 1% to 2% element of truth, and the rest of it's all a lie. And that is consistent in every Ponzi. Just as is, this thread is the common thread for every Ponzi we've ever seen. The conspiracy theory is alive and well and will always be alive and well in the Ponzi format. And the people that are the major promoters and the people that we call the players, they all know this and they prey on this. They literally brainwash people into believing this so that if you come along and dispute it, you're constantly ignored or you're always put down. You're a negative person. You don't understand. Why don't you go after the real Ponzi, Social Security? Why don't you go after the banks? This is what they ingrain in their brains. And they don't even realize they're being spoon-fed this until somebody like myself comes along and starts explaining to them this is not true, and then they don't want to believe it. And you found that out very quickly in Profitable Sunrise, the number of people that were immediately attacking you because
And I wasn't prepared for the attack, and this has been my next question for you before we take callers here, is how you deal with this attack. I only got involved with one of these things, and I'm going to tell people right now some of the things that they did to me, starting with the fact that they began to call my 70-year-old mother at her home. And, well, they didn't come out and threaten my mom. They said, do you know what Profitable Sunrise is? Do you know what your son is doing to cost us money? They began to make those calls to my mother at her home, 70-year-old mother. They went to Amazon.com, and they began to post negative reviews of my book to try to ruin my book over at Amazon. They made thousands of complaints about me to YouTube, to where to this day my YouTube account still has a restriction that I can't do any live events on my YouTube account because of the number of complaints that they made. They called my office. I can't tell you how many hundreds of calls came in and hang-ups and horrible, horrible messages, horrible emails that came in. I got people that would send me messages and say, are you sure your family is safe? You need to stop talking about Profitable Sunrise. It was from A to Z. It was literally like I was being attacked by a cult. Now, here's the worst thing they did. If none of that gets your attention, they then started publishing websites saying that I was the scammer behind Profitable Sunrise. So here I am. I wrote an article exposing it, but then they decided that the best way to deal with me is to start publishing websites saying that I am Profitable Sunrise, that in fact they've researched it and found that the phone number to the top guy was in the Central Florida area, and I live in Central Florida, and that they've determined that I'm the one really behind Profitable Sunrise. And they began to publish multiple websites on this. They even tried to get this show taken off the air. They had thousands, and I don't exaggerate, of people emailing and contacting TalkStream Live to try to get the show shut down. And I even got contacted by the owner of TalkStream Live because he was getting concerned about the number of calls. And I have to ask you, Lynn, is this normal, this type of how far they went to attack me? And if it is, how do you deal with taking on multiples of what I did every day?
Well, unfortunately, what happened to you is standard procedure. What they'll do is, and the reason why they came after you is because you have a media voice that a lot of other people don't have. So consequently, they were going to do everything they could to shut you up because you were having an impact. Your radio show, your website.
I brought it on the 700 Club, and I had Pat Roberts
talking
about it.
Yeah, you brought it on the 700 Club. Right. And all these openings that you were getting, and you notified other media outlets about it. And so it was getting, they felt, okay, to shut this down. See, they could deal with me because they don't think I have media contacts, which is kind of funny because it's not true, but we selectively do what media contacts we want to. But this is not unusual. If you saw my emails, I know what you were getting because welcome to my world. This is what I get on a daily basis because we deal in 10s, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50 of these things all the time. And so consequently, take what you got, multiply it by 30 or 40, and you probably get a pretty good idea of how my inbox looks. But the bottom line is this is not unusual. In the ASD cash generator case, which was also a Ponzi, it ran out of Florida. It was up in the Quincy, up in the northern panhandle. And the gentleman running that was a godly man. He was 73 or 74 years old. He was an astute businessman. He had nothing more than a parking ticket. And the story went on about how he had developed all these wonderful businesses. And what they failed to tell everybody when we started exposing it was they said, well, he's had something like 70-some businesses, but they were all involuntarily shut down. He no more worked for so-and-so as he claimed, because we've talked to those people and they have no clue who this person is. He also has two prior security violations, which he was on probation for. So he wasn't this squeaky clean person. So you can imagine the hue and outcry. Now, the thing that was really interesting about them, instead of focusing it on somebody like you, they started attacking the media. They started bombarding the TV stations. They started bombarding their congressmen. They started bombarding the Department of Justice. They sent tea bags to Bill O'Reilly. They sent, you know, they were going to have a march on Washington. I mean, the amount of the rhetoric that came out of these people was kind of like, and it caught us a little bit by surprise, to be honest. I wasn't expecting the volume of it that it did, but we're seeing the same thing happen in Zeke. That's another one that went down. And the only difference between ASD and Cash Generator and Zeke Rewards is the fact that there were a million-plus people that were paid members in Zeke, where there was only 130, maybe 140,000 in ASD Cash Generator. So the multiple isn't much bigger. But the bottom line is there's three things that always happen in these Ponzi's. One, we have the conspiracy theory. One, we attack whoever's trying to destroy the Ponzi, thinking that, you know, we're taking down a legitimate company, and we have bigger fish to fry, and we shouldn't waste our time after these, after all, because the little guy's getting ahead, and we don't like that, and I've been accused of being on everybody's payroll. I wish I was. We're not. But the bottom line is they will make up anything and say anything that they can to think they're going to shut you up. And when they can't do that, then they start backing off. And this happens in every Ponzi. It's nothing new. It was different in your case because your media outlets, and I will be very honest with you, you really took the heat off of us. Thank you. Unfortunately, you took the heat off of us. So from that standpoint, you know, we kind of got to pass a little bit on some things, not on others, because there are still people come after us. You would not believe some of the things that they do. And they know we work with law enforcement. And they go and they tell some of the unbelievable stories. And, of course, law enforcement comes back to us and they just laugh. They're telling you, you're not going to believe what they said about you today. You know, and I kind of keep a log. So I have my top 100 names that I've been called, and then I have my top 10. And that's constantly evolving and changing. But that's what this is all part of the process.
Yeah, and it is interesting. It is interesting because in many ways, and folks, if you read the book, and you got to read this book, it's a fun book to read because it's fascinating when you look at some of these scams. They're just fascinating. You'll have a lot of fun reading it. But one of the things you're going to see as you go through the book is how much easier it really is to steal money from people using the internet and computers than it is to steal from people in person. And the truth is that when it comes to law enforcement, you know, I know that Lynn's doing a great job and we try to expose these things, but it seems like law enforcement is much more interested if someone like breaks in your house and steals a TV set than if they scam you online, because you're dealing with overstate lines. And sometimes the person that scammed you is even in a different country. So there's all kinds of different problems for law enforcement to get involved. But we're going to take some calls now. If you'd like to join us, you've got a question about a scam, you've been scammed, or you're thinking about putting money into something, you want to know if it's legitimate or not. Online scams are the topic tonight with our guest, Lynn Edgington, and the phone number is 888-287-3316, 888-287-3316, or you can send your question by email to jim@christianmoney.com. All right, let's go to the phone lines now. First in the batter's box tonight is Joanne in Minneapolis. Joanne, say hello to our friend Lynn Edgington.
Hi, Lynn and all.
Hi, Joanne.
I have a question. I'm actually fairly often online get a bunch of offers and like two free plane tickets or something like that. How can you tell what is an online scam and what is not?
All right, and we're gonna put you on hold, Joanne, so you can hear the answer. Yeah, Lynn, this is a good question, because is it always a scam? You know, if you get something that sounds like a good deal, like a couple of free tickets somewhere, or maybe a night at a hotel, And I'll tell you who gets these a lot. My own wife is constantly forwarding these to me saying, well, maybe this could be true. Maybe. Well, how do you check these out?
Well, first of all, the vast majority of them are nothing but a pure scam. But having said that, there are still some that are out there that are legitimate. But here's your problem you have with it. Even the legitimate ones have this problem. There's always things they don't tell you in the email or in when you talk to them on the phone. It's not until you get the documentation that you start reading about all the hidden charges that you're going to have to pay for you to take advantage of this free weekend or these free airline tickets, et cetera, et cetera. Whatever the thing is, nothing is 100% free. The part they're talking about is free, but it's all these other expenses that when you add it up, it would have been cheaper for you to pay for your airline ticket yourself, fly down there and stay at your hotel yourself, and fly yourself back. That's the way – it's a come-on, and they do that because they get – it's a way for hotels, it's a way for airlines to get traffic. But by the same token, there's also the other side of that coin where the expenses that start adding up to get your free air tickets or you get your free hotel, like I said, those costs end up being more than what you would have done if you'd have paid for the flight yourself. I mean, there's just not 100% free.
Yeah,
for
or you've got to take
a cruise.
Yeah, take one of those obnoxious.
But you've got to pay your way there and back. And then you've got to pay all the port costs and all the other stuff that goes with it. So it's not free.
Or you have to take one of those obnoxious timeshare tours or something along those lines.
Yeah, that was the other thing I was going to talk about. You know, it's always a hook, you know, but you have to spend 4 hours in a timeshare offering.
We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break here, Lynn. This is going to be a four-minute break, so you'll have a couple of minutes to stretch your legs. And we come back from the break. I want to ask Lynn about cash gifting. This is an interesting scam that he talks about in the book, one that really got my attention, cash gifting. And we are going to keep the phone lines open for the remainder of the hour if you'd like to call in with your question about online scams for our guest, Lynn Edgington, author of Robbing You with a Keyboard Instead of a Gun. The toll-free number is 888-287-3316. 888-287-3316. Any question that you have about online scams. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com. You know, a couple of years ago, I was out in my neighborhood walking my dog, and I happened to notice an individual cleaning out a foreclosed home. And I do live on one of those streets where there have been a lot of foreclosures. In fact, at one point in time, there were actually 5 empty homes right on the street that I live in Palm Coast. So I struck up a conversation with this individual that was cleaning out this house, and he shared with me how much money that he was making simply cleaning out foreclosed homes and how busy he was. And it really got me thinking about how many people could benefit by getting this information. So I started doing some research to really ask the question, what would be involved in starting up a business like that, the business of cleaning out foreclosed homes? And I found an online course that I think is fantastic. I actually purchased it myself to check it out to make sure it was something that I could recommend. And it goes through the entire process of how to get started in a business like that, how much money you can charge, how to bid jobs, what licenses, if any, might be required in your area. And the author outlines the entire process, actually showing you how you can make between $500 and even $1,000 or more per day just cleaning out foreclosed homes. If you'd like to find out more about it, I want to recommend to you the website foreclosurecleaning.us. That's foreclosurecleaning.us.
He became a millionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy, losing it all by the age of 40. The amazing story of one man driven to the brink of death after becoming the victim of an embezzlement scheme. After planning his own suicide, he turned to God and discovered a secret so powerful that it changed his life forever. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle is more than just one man's story of beating the odds and rebuilding his life after a total financial collapse. It's a book that reveals a life-changing prayer method that anyone can use to find hope during life's darkest financial trials. You will learn how to enlist God's help in solving your financial problems, the biggest prayer mistake most people make when approaching God with a financial need,
how prayer can provide you with immediate answers and direction to your most pressing financial issues, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, an Amazon.com bestseller from James L. Paris, the editor of ChristianMoney.com, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, available in paperback or for Kindle from Amazon.com. You're listening to Jim Paris Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com. You know, about a year ago, I started getting concerned about the cost of our family's health insurance, literally costing us thousands and thousands of dollars each year, and the cost continued to go up and up and up. And I started doing some research into an alternative called Christian Medical Sharing. And I learned that through a special law, a special provision, Christians are able to opt out of Obamacare and actually get into this alternative to traditional health insurance called Christian Medical Sharing. I decided to go ahead and move into a plan like that, and I'm saving a lot of money. Now, if you'd like to find out more about it, get more of the details to find out if it's for you or not, I've written an article on it. In the article, I give you more details, including I actually mention the organization that I decided to go with. If you'd like to get all of the information on this and find out if it might be for you, check out this website, medicalsharing.christianmoney.com. That's medicalsharing.christianmoney.com. All right, we are back. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com, ChristianMoney.com, and my guest tonight is Lynn Edgington. He's been with us before to talk about the profitable sunrise scam, but we're talking tonight more in general about these online scams and his book, Robbing You with a Keyboard Instead of a Gun. This is a fascinating book. If you've got a trip coming up this summer and you want just an interesting book to read, and this is not just going to be fun reading for you, but this will prepare you to be able to help your friends and relatives, people you go to church with, your neighbors. There's so many people that are vulnerable to these scams, and this book really lays them all out in detail, so you're going to know what's happening when somebody throws a curveball at you. And it looks like we've got a caller here, so let's go ahead and we'll bring Lynn back on, and we've got a caller, Mike in North Dakota. And, Mike, we did briefly talk about Profitable Sunrise at the beginning of the show, but if you have a follow-up comment on that or a question, you're welcome to throw that out. Mike, say hello to Lynn Edgington.
Hi.
And you're Mike. You're in North Dakota tonight. Mike's in North Dakota. And, Mike, were you an investor in Profitable Sunrise?
Yes, I was.
And your question tonight for Lynn.
I guess with the current situation with Profitable Sunrise and the bank in Czechoslovakia that's holding the money.
And yeah, the bank.
I'd like to know if there really was a freeze put on that account by the SEC.
Yes, there was.
Did you hear that, Lynn?
Yes, I did. He wanted to know if there was a freeze actually put on the banks by the SEC, and the answer is yes, there were. And it wasn't just one bank. There was multiple banks.
And the money, this is one of the things that's a little bit misleading on the NJF Global site. They seem to imply that, hey, don't worry, the money is all there. We just have to wait for it to become unfrozen. And that money might represent, what do we think, pennies on the dollar?
It's definitely going to be pennies on the dollar. There's not 100% of the money is not there. I can tell you that just by based on what the SEC has released when they announced the freezing of the assets. The most in one account, and this was probably the largest account, was only a little over $11 million. If you look into how many people put money into the long-haul program just within Nancy Joe Frazier's group, that represents about one-third of the money that was put through her group into the long-haul program. So we know that the percentage of total dollars taken into Profitable Sunrise versus what was frozen in those bank accounts is not going to be anywhere near enough money to make everybody whole.
And I've
really
heard it was maybe
pennies on the dollar.
We're talking like it originally you thought maybe $100 million, but I've read other accounts that it might be like hundreds of millions.
That's correct. Well, here's another problem you have. just because the SEC froze the money in the bank accounts doesn't mean that the SEC is going to be able to get the banks, the countries in which these banks are located, that they're going to return that money to the SEC. Now, understand, the SEC is doing everything they can to get that money returned to them so they can start a claims process. But the banks in those foreign countries, the foreign countries can say, nope, you're not going to return the money. It's in our country. We got to take care of our people first. And if we have people in Profitable Sunrise, we're going to take care of them, and whatever's left over we'll send back to you, possibly. So it's not a slam dunk that the SEC is going to get all this money back into the United States. There's a good chance they will, but again, we just don't know. And the SEC honestly doesn't know if they're going to be successful or not. Doesn't mean they're not trying, and they are. It just means that nobody knows for sure at this point in the game what's happening or how it's going to play out. But once it's known, the SEC will make that announcement, and they will tell you exactly what's taking place.
And Mike in North Dakota, have you contacted your state and made a complaint and all of that sort of thing?
I'm dealing with the SEC.
Okay, online. You're dealing with the SEC. Okay, very good. It sounds like you're doing all you can do, and you just have to sit back and wait. If you're listening tonight and you want to ask about whether it's Profitable Sunrise, and Mike, thank you for your call, or another online scam, we're kind of broadening it. We're not going to talk only about Profitable Sunrise, but if that's what you want to talk about, that's fine. We do have open lines, 888-287-3316, 888-287-3316. Our guest is Lynn Edgington, author of Robbing You with a Keyboard Instead of a Gun, Cybercrime, How They Do It. And Lynn, before we take some more calls here, talk if you can for a couple of minutes about cash gifting. I was not familiar with that scam, but as I read that chapter, I thought, man, this scam would work with Christians.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like it would really, really work well with Christians. Tell us what cash gifting is and what the scam is behind it.
Well, basically what they've done is taking the email chain letter and put it online. That's basically what this is. This is no different than the email chain letters that the U.S. Postal Office has said all along has been illegal from day one. And, of course, everybody says they have an attorney that says that this is legal, and they get you to send money to five or six people, and you keep moving yourself up the list, and eventually you're going to get all these tens of thousands of dollars coming to you on a daily basis through the mail. Well, cash gifting online is basically the same thing, only they're just promoting it online. You're still getting the money that is being sent through you through the mail. Now, the one thing about cash gifting they like to talk about is Title 26 of the estate giving. And you have to understand, I said estate giving, not giving. And that's where Title 26 comes from. And what that simply means is an individual can give to anybody he wants to give to up to $14,000 as a couple, $28,000. And there's no strings attached. And that's a charitable deduction, and the person receiving the gift does not have to pay taxes. And here's the rub. Title 26 also says, and they leave this out of their promotion, that when you give your gift, there can be absolutely no return expected of any kind from any source, period. That's where Title 26 falls apart with the cash gifting scheme, because they don't tell you that. And by the way, you get caught up in a cash gifting scheme, you are now facing tax evasion, because the money you receive is not tax-free, because you gifted money out expecting a return. Therefore, you've taken away the tax-exempt status of the gift and the gift you receive. So you have a double whammy. And people think that, you know, that this is not true, and I can tell you there's not a state in the United States that you can contact any state attorney general and ask about cash gifting. They'll tell you it's illegal, and it is illegal. The FTC says it's illegal. It's not just me saying it. I'm just telling you what they say. There have been 25 to 30 people that have gone to prison because they were promoting cash gifting schemes that were illegal, and they're now in jail. And we had a huge number of women in the United States that went to prison because they were in what was called Women Empowering Women Network, which was an illegal cash gifting scheme. And the way they did it was they had names for the cash gifting at dollar amounts based on a meal. So you had the entree, you had appetizer, entree, you had the full course dinner, you had dessert, and then, you know, you had all these different titles, but all it was cash gifting. And they thought by using those names it would throw everybody off and they wouldn't realize it's cash gifting. Well, there were 7 women in Michigan that went to prison. There was about 8 or 9 women in Oregon that went to prison. There was 5 or 6 in Washington that went to prison. I mean, they are illegal. That's all you need to know about them. I don't care what they say. I talk about it in the book because we know it's specifically being targeted to Christians again. This goes around. These things recycle themselves about every 3 to 4 years, and now we're seeing another flood of them back. There was a whole slew of them on the Internet not too long ago. We had the Empower Network. We had the People's Program. The names of these things just keep going and going, but they specifically target Christians. But the one thing about my book that I want people to understand is I use real-world examples. These are real-world examples. These are Ponzi's that were out there. I tell you what they said, and then I tell you why it was all a lie. So it's not something that you're going to get and read, and it doesn't have any meat or potatoes to it, because it does. And these are all cases that have already, some of them, like in the cash gifting thing we talk about, is cases already been adjudicated in court. So it's not just me saying it. And that's something that people need to understand. But in fact, I went head-to-head with a cash gifter on radio. And he got up mad and walked out of the studio. And I was just to call in and asking questions. So it was an interesting experience, to say the least. And needless to say, I actually ended up on the interview being interviewed by the radio host that had the cash gifter on and had me on because he wanted to know more. So it's crazy how those things work sometimes.
All right. Now, we have an emailer that's going – they want to know about phishing emails. And I noted in the chapter you wrote about phishing, which, by the way, folks, that's phishing. And in that chapter, you make reference to FBI Director Robert Mueller as almost becoming a victim of a phishing scam. And – these are pretty ingenious scams where you get an email and it says, hey, there's a problem with your bank account or with your credit card and you need to click here to fix the problem. It seems like it's real, and then you click on it, Lynn, and you go to a website that looks exactly like your bank or your credit card company, and you go and you click to log in and you start logging in, and now they have your login information and you could be cleaned out. I mean, this is such a great scam, and no matter how many times, you know, we've warned people about it, it just keeps working over and over and over again.
Oh, absolutely. And the irony in all this is that what you have to understand is while you're logging into the site you think is your bank account, they're taking that same identical information and they're logging into your real banking online site. And the very first thing they do before they even bother to take any of your money is they go in and change your email address. And I'll explain why in a minute. The second thing they do is they change your password. And then they empty your bank account. And the reason for that is after you get off the Internet with what you thought was handling a security issue about your online banking, you're probably going to question yourself, did I do something? Was that really real? I need to go check my account and make sure. And you go to log in, and guess what? Password doesn't work. And you don't get an email because they send it to a different email address, so you don't even know that they've taken the money out of your account, because usually when you do an online transaction, they tell you you've done an online transaction. And if this is not your transaction, you need to contact your bank. Well, you don't get that email. And so now you can't get in, so now you have to look up a customer service number to call them, and the first thing they're going to tell you is, oh, yes, you logged in at XYZ time, you changed your email address, and you changed your password. And you say, no, I didn't. And bingo, you realize you've now just been a victim of a bank phishing email scam. And as I said in my book, and this is a true story, the FBI director came within 2 clicks of having his entire bank account, savings account, credit cards, and everything wiped out. And they targeted
people
like
this. And if it can happen to the FBI director, it can happen to anybody. And so what
absolutely
we tell people is if you get an email like that, don't automatically assume it's a scam. It might really be from your bank, but the way to protect yourself is don't click on that email to get to your bank. Just close the email and then separately go to your browser, type in the normal address to your bank that you would go to, and go and log in at your bank and see if there's something going on or not. But where you defeat them is by the direct navigation to that website, not by – you don't want to click on any links from the email, and a legitimate email from your bank wouldn't have a link in it like that, would it, Lynn?
No, it wouldn't. And here's another way you can tell if it's a legal or real link or not. on a Mac, if you put your cursor over the link that they have on that they gave you in the body of the email, the screen is going to pop up and tell you what that real URL is. And if you're lucky, let's say I'm just going to use Bank of America as an example. If you're lucky, you will see after www dot Bank of America should pop up the very first set of words. Usually, because we know it's a fake one, it'll appear way, way over at the right-hand side. Somewhere in there, there'll be a bunch of letters and numbers and all kinds of stuff, and then eventually over at the right-hand side, you'll see Bank of America, but we don't think to do that. If you're on a PC and you put your cursor over that link, do not click, but you put your cursor over that link, you look down the lower left-hand corner, and it'll give you the URL. And again, you're not going to see Bank of America after the www dot. It's going to be, you know, it'll be somewhere in the title somewhere, but it's not, and the thing you have to understand is the very first set of letters that's in that URL is where that link is really going. It has nothing to do with Bank of America or Wells Fargo or Chase or whoever bank you deal with. So that's just a little heads up on how you can protect yourself to make sure that, you know, you know it's not the right thing, but your bank is not going to send you a link for you to click on. They're going to tell you to contact customer service.
Now, one of the things I found fascinating is every one of these scams has, I don't know what we would call it, but it has like this backstory that they tell you to scam you. And some of these stories are so fascinating. Like, for example, with Profitable Sunrise, the idea that Roman Novak is a hard money lender and he's lending out money at these very, very high interest rates to people on a short-term basis. And then you begin, you know, using the term hard lending in all these recruiting seminars. And then you do a little bit of research on it, and you find out there really is something called hard money lending. But, of course, if you looked into it deep enough, you'd find out that they don't pay those kinds of interest rates. But there's a kernel of truth to this. One of the stories in the book was fascinating to me, this idea of gambling arbitrage, that between bookies all across the country that are taking bets, that there are differences in the point spreads, and that someone figured out sort of how to work that system and take advantage of these differences between bookies, and by basically making bets with multiple bookies and taking advantage of this spread, that they're able to make this percentage of money no matter who wins or loses the game that they're betting on, and that would be one source. There was also one that you call, I think, the genius investor, where this person has solved like the equation that can tell you which way the stock market's going to go. Where do these stories come up with? They almost sound like urban myths, but they have enough of a little kernel of truth in there, don't they, Lynn, to get people to want to part with their money?
Oh, absolutely. They always take a subject matter that people have heard, but they may not know a lot about, and so whatever they want to make up, they make up. See, here's the problem. Where they come up with the stories, it's called fiction. It's called creative writing. Some of these guys ought to get jobs. They ought to write books. They're good at making up stories.
Right.
I mean, really, when you stop and think about it, I mean, they're ingenious when they come up with these stories that they're
the
telling
next great
people,
novella. They could probably make $1 million on the next great novella instead of trying to scam people.
And that's what gets me is, you know, it's like if they'd spend as much time doing something positive as they do negative, they would, you know, they'd be multimillionaires versus stealing multimillions. So, I mean, that's what's so ironic about this in one way. But like I said, they always take something somebody's heard about. You may not understand it fully, but you know you've heard of a pension plan. You've heard of life insurance. You've heard of Forex trading. You've heard of arbitrage. You know, some people, they heard the word, they don't really understand it, but they can make up a story, and they'll tell a little bit of truth about it. So if you went and Googled arbitrage, they're going to tell you what arbitrage is, and they're going to have that in their story, but they're going to embellish that story. They're going to take it to a new level, and you don't know what's real and what's not. And by the way, the people that think they can't be scammed, the top three things that people look for, scammers look for in people, is people that are highly educated, self-reliant, self-independent, and those are the three things they look at. That's who they want.
So
and
they
people
want,
think that it's the uneducated, and it's not. It's the higher education level you have, the easier it is for you to be scammed.
Well, we found that out with Profitable Sunrise that, you know, there was some really, I mean, we were getting calls from, like, pastors of large churches that were mad at us because they were, you know, and you got to think, okay, if this guy's a pastor of a huge church, he can't be, I mean, he's got to be pretty smart. I mean, he can't be very dumb if he figured out how to build a church and attract, you know, hundreds of people and lead those folks and make all the business decisions to run a church. He's got to be a pretty sophisticated person, but yet he got involved with Profitable Sunrise. So you're right as far as that goes. Before we run out of time, though, I wanted to ask you, what is big right now? Like, if we were to say have the stock market of scams, you know, what is hot right now that you're seeing, maybe the top one or two things that are going on that people really need to be aware of that are sort of the scams du jour today?
They're just recycled. The ones that we're seeing right now that are consistent is the Forex trading programs. Those are really hot right now. There's because a lot of people got gun shy about some of the other type of investments out there, and they've been showing some, and they know Forex is, and you can go online and see how Forex is trading, and you can see the size of the market, which is over $3 trillion a day. So they feel, you know, that's why they use it, because it's such a big market, and so it makes people believe that they're real, and that's why they go after those people, that especially people that are willing to take risk, more so than other people. So that's one of the big ones out there. There's others out there that they're all over the board. If they have some investment vehicle, now we got what we call the hybrids, where they'll take advertising and throw in Forex trading combined, which makes no sense whatsoever, but they do it, and they make people believe that, well, they do the selling of advertising, and you advertise, you buy ad packs, you do all these things, and they go out and they sell it on the open market, they get this money. But to supplement that income, they're also taking part of their money and going and investing in Forex, and so that's why they can generate the returns that they claim they're giving. So we have the hybrid program, and they'll run different types of two or three different types of scams together. So that's the ones that are right now that are the two biggest that we see in the marketplace, and there's so many more out there, but those are the ones that get the biggest, the fastest, and the other ones are starting to come up. And, of course, we monitor it. We do as much as we possibly can. There's a limit to how many of these things we can watch at any one given time, but that's the ones that are really the big ones right now.
And for people that want to get in touch with Lynn, and I know you might have a question or an issue and maybe you don't want to come on live radio and discuss it, let me give you some information. First of all, his website, eagleresearchassociates.org. It's not .com, but it's .org. So that's eagleresearchassociates.org. And Lynn is an interesting guy, because you go to his website and there's a picture of him on the website. And you can find his phone number on the website. And you can actually call him, and he will talk to you. This is not one of these deals where he's up in an ivory tower somewhere and he won't talk to you. You can actually talk to him. Of course, you can get his book, Robbing You with a Keyboard Instead of a Gun. That book is over at Amazon. And also, in addition to that, I know that you're active on a number of these online sites that track scams. I know one of them is realscam.com. You can find Lynn over there. Lynn, what's your username over at RealScam?
Eagle One. Real original.
Eagle One. Yeah, and if you go over to RealScam.com and you put in Profitable Sunrise as a search, you'll find the one big forum where there's, you know, there used to be a ton of activity in there. Is that forum still active? I know there's not a lot happening. Is there still posting going on in that forum about Profitable Sunrise?
There is, but not as active as it was before all the legal action started happening. But as legal things happen, the information is posted there. And I want to announce to everybody that goes to our website, we just actually launched our new website look today. There are still some links that do not work, and we're in the process of getting those fixed. One of the pages that does not work is we have our warnings, alerts, and hot topics. And when you click on that link, you'll see a whole bunch of stuff there. Unfortunately, none of the links work right now. We are working on it. We hope to have it done. When you go from a demo to a live, sometimes things don't work right. This is one of the pages that didn't work right. And there's where we have all the current information about Profitable Sunrise. So as soon as we can possibly get that done, and we're working on it, I'll tell you, we'll probably be up all night working on it tonight. So we're hoping by tomorrow that we will have all the links that are on there working again, and you'll be able to get to the place where you need to go. But
yeah,
meantime, we know the Contact Us link works, so if you've got any questions, hit the Contact Us, shoot me an email, and I'll respond, or call me.
And I'm looking at the website, and it does look really nice. Nice new design there, eagleresearchassociates.org. Lynn Edgington, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
All right, God bless, and we'll definitely have you back. And his book is Robbing You with a Keyboard Instead of a Gun. And I'm Jim Paris, here as always to help you make the most of God's money. Join us next Sunday night again at 9 p.m. We'll talk to you next time.
You've been listening to Jim Paris Live. For more information about our program, visit ChristianMoney.com or send an email to jim@ChristianMoney.com. Join us next week for another live program.